is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting at all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and wrong. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, my friends, welcome to the Steve Gruber Show on a Monday. Michigan lost something exceptional over the weekend. Something exceptional in my estimation. Jim Harrison, the novelist, the poet, the living legend, is now just a legend. Jim Harrison, who wrote Legends of the Fall and 35 other books, including poetry and fiction, and the story of Brown Dog, who, if you haven't read it, is a fascinating individual. To say the least, a fascinating individual. Jim Harrison died a poet's death with his pen in his hand at his home in Arizona, found by a friend, the pen still in his hand. The pen still in his hand, isn't that? Anyhow, I think Jim Harrison was one of the great writers, maybe the last of a breed. A man who lived hard, drank hard, wrote hard, and died quietly. One of Michigan's true treasures, Jim Harrison. All right, shifting gears to some Michigan politicians. Congressman Bill Heisinger was among a group of Republicans talking to Katie Couric over the weekend about Donald Trump and establishment Republicans, that is, and where we might be headed from here. Here's Bill Heisinger and some of his friends with Katie. Clip 6, go.
I want to ask you specifically about some of Donald Trump's positions to see how you feel about them. A ban on all Muslims who are not U.S. citizens from entering this country. I know that all of you do not agree with that.
Right.
Who does?
I agree that we should have a ban from those who come from hotspots that we can't verify who they are.
But he's saying all Muslims.
Yeah, I would disagree with that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I disagree with that.
Yeah, disagree.
Disagree.
Building a wall on the southern border and getting Mexico to pay for it.
First of all, you can't build a wall. That won't work. You've got waterway. I've been down to the border. I've seen it. There are other ways that we can monitor the border, and we should be doing that.
So you're opposed building a wall and asking Mexico to pay for it?
You, first of all, it can't be done. So.
Yeah, I reject the premise. I mean, Mexico has said they are not going to pay for anything that we do. We need to use physical wall. We need to use virtual wall as well. That's drones. That's cameras. Mm-hmm. It's all those things. That's how we have border integrity. That's really what we
agreed
need.
With, Bill.
Yep, border security, whether that's a wall or any other form.
Mass deportations of all undocumented immigrants.
It's not feasible.
Making Israel pay for defense aid from the United States.
Again, I don't think that's feasible. To completely send Israel off on its own, we do about $3 billion a year.
Okay, so guys, with all due respect, you just told me four of his, or at least three of his primary policy positions. But bring it on. I'll support Donald Trump.
We believe in making America great again. No, but I think what it is, though, even Ronald Reagan didn't have everybody agreeing with him. All right, and he's kind of held up as this vaunted. I'm a student of history. Go look at vote records. All right, Ronald Reagan, especially in his second term, was getting vilified by a number of the conservatives. Why? Because he did a straight out amnesty. Right. All right. So there is room for disagreement with a president within my own party.
Mm-hmm. And you hear that as far as the wall goes. Just imagine, if you will, how cute it would be, how much you would enjoy if it actually happened, that whether it's a wall per se all the way down, and there are rivers and waterways and other, you know, natural barriers to contend with, but if a wall of some sort was put into place and Mexico did pay for it, wouldn't that just kind of make you smile? Admit it. if our border was secured, and those that have been abusing it the most ended up footing the bill because of the criminal activity, the drug running, the running across the border illegally, all of that stuff came to a stop. That'd be awesome. Okay, so Katie Couric also talked to Bill Huizing, a straight-up one-on-one, Congressman Bill Huizing, a regular guest on this program. Katie Couric, I'm surprised she's still doing anything, but apparently she is. And one of the things she was doing was talking to Bill Huizing directly. Clip 7, go.
What do you think the establishment in both parties has come to mean?
Well, I think it's fascinating to me that, you know, Ted Cruz, of all people, is getting labeled establishment now. You know, it's like, I'm sorry, when did this happen? Yeah, it's
why shouldn't he be?
Because I don't think he, certainly he wouldn't accept that that label, but nor would Marco Rubio, a guy who ran against, quote unquote, the establishment, Charlie Crist, you know, for all of, well, at least the three of us, and Mimi came a little later, us coming in 2010. You saw that visceral reaction from the country that said, okay, wait a minute, we need somebody to put the brakes on this administration and the agenda that they're putting forward. And I always tell this story. I had a guy, I was on the door, knocking on the doors when I was running into my primary. And I had been a state legislator in the area in Michigan. And he looked at me and he said, yeah, I know you, I've watched you, your work in Lansing. I like what you've done. And he goes, I'm going to vote for you one time. And then after that, I figure you're probably just part of the problem. So I'm going to vote for you one time. And it's like, okay, before I've even cast a vote, I've lost you as a potential voter. And so, I think it just shows that frustration. They're not sure exactly even themselves what establishment is or means, but it's like status quo, or they feel like there's any kind of status quo.
Career politics.
I can answer that.
Throw the bumps out.
I can pick me. Pick me. I can establish. Establishment would be the people that have brought us close to $20 trillion in debt. Establishment would be the people that seem to continue to line their own pockets in Congress and their own pet projects at home at the expense of the American people. Establishment would be those that don't read the Trans-Pacific Partnership and vote either for it or against it without even knowing what is in it. Establishment would be those that supported Obamacare blindly and still cling to Obamacare even though it is punishing American citizens financially and when it comes to health care. Establishment would be those that are blind to the real needs of Americans while being adherents to their own political parties, whether Republican or Democrat, I care not. That's what establishment is, that puts the good of the party over the good of the people that put them in office. And it happens to Republicans and Democrats on both sides. Establishment would be those that allow the government to grow, even though that's not what we, many of us, want. It's not why we sent Republicans to Congress. Establishment are those that just seem blind and tone deaf and unable to figure out what's going on out here in the real world on a regular basis. That's what establishment is. And Congressman Huizing, when he comes back next time, I'll be sure to explain it to him in person. I'm good that way. I'm happy to take care of him. It is Monday here on the program, 14 after. It's the Steve Gruber Show. You can find out more at stevegruber.com, or you can find the podcast and the Listen Live button and so much more. stevegruber.com. When you need extra resources, we'll be right back.